This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Cegi today on this Veterans Day weekend. And we have a big show in store for you. My first guest is Deidre Hall. And, of course, she's a tremendous actress. She's celebrating the 53rd anniversary of the Days of Our Lives. Oh, wow. Can you believe that? Then later on in the hour, Alicia Dennis will be joining us from People Magazine Investigates on the Investigation Discovery Channel. Later on, Tim Conahan, who's going to be talking about his school for Santa Clauses. This is a fascinating interview. Of course, this weekend being Veterans Day, we're going to be talking to Mike Kelly. Later on in the show, actor John Voight will be joining us. Dr. Michelle Oakley from Yukon Vet on National Geographic. We'll talk computer games with Chris Hopper and more veteran information with Mike Haney. That's all coming up this week with Ron Cegi today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Cegi today. Well, you can't imagine how excited I am on the show today because we have two guests, one of which we used to talk to all the time over the past 28 years, and we have not chatted with her in a while, and I'm so glad that she's back, and she's bringing a new friend with us, the 53rd anniversary of the Days of Our Lives. I cannot believe it. It's like sands through an hourglass. So are the days of our lives. Joining us right now is Deidre Hall and Chandler Macy. Chandler, Deidre, welcome back to the show.
Ron, it's nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's great having both of you. But, Deidre, we have missed not having you on. We used to talk all the time, and I don't know what, maybe something I said or did.
Or something I said. You never know.
Oh, no, if you said it, it was okay. It's me that always screws up, you know. So I can't believe this. Tomorrow, 53 years. This has got to be, maybe other than Meet the Press, the longest running television show in history, is it not?
It is the longest running scripted television show in history. Absolutely true.
Wow, unbelievable. And, you know, when you think about all the shows that come and go, soap operas, or daytime dramas as they call them now, do they ever take a hiatus? I mean, I know they do so many pages a day, unlike a movie or a sitcom. Do you ever, like, say we're going to shut down for 2 weeks? Because it doesn't seem like it ever does.
We actually do get a couple weeks off throughout the year, but we shoot so much that we actually make up for it, and we have a new episode every hour long every weekday.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I would love to run down all of the Emmy nominations, People's Choice Awards, the Daytime Emmy Awards, the Outstanding Young Actor Award in a Drama Series, Chandler, that you received. Then we wouldn't be able to talk about the show. What keeps a show like this going? I mean, 53 years, I run out of storylines in my real life over 53 years, let alone a television show. How do you do it?
We've got a really wonderful writing staff that's in charge of that. Ron Carlovati is in charge of that these days. And I think, like other shows, a lot of what we do is sort of rip from the headlines, whatever's topical. It seems to be what we're doing. We did the first gay wedding in daytime, and I did a number of firsts over my career. So we like to stay current, and that, I think, keeps us relevant.
Chandler, you left for a while to finish school, then came back, okay? But what was it like initially being part of a show that at the time, you know, was still maybe 45 years in the making or something? I mean, was it difficult to step into a program that had been around for so long?
You know, it was. At first, I was very intimidated, and anticipation was everything. But I got in here, and I was, all my fears were immediately dispelled, because this group, the show, kind of welcomed me with open arms and taught me the ropes. You got to learn fast here. It's kind of sink or swim, but if you can swim, you fit in, and they call you family.
How do you rehearse this thing? I mean, there's really no time to go through the process of a movie because of the fact of the pages you're doing a day. Do you get a chance to rehearse it, or do you do it and then hopefully that's the one that you're going to take?
You know, it just in terms of the economics of doing this show, we have to shoot quite quickly. So we have a dry block in the morning, which means stand here, stand there, get camera ready, get your hair and makeup done, get back on set, and we have, I guess, what we'd call a dress rehearsal, and then we go right to taping our scenes.
Do you do a show a day?
At least a show a day. Yeah. We do 6 or 7 shows a week.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's unbelievable.
I know, it can't be done, and there we are. There we are doing it.
Yeah, and back when it started, it was live, was it not?
We were never live, but but back in the day, there are stories of live performances, yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, let's talk about another exciting aspect that will put this show into the future another 53 years, and I'm sure both of you will be there 53 years from now doing this. This is a new app. Tell us about this, because this is pretty exciting. This takes us into the 21st century, and I believe possibly maybe the only daytime drama that's doing this right now.
I think that we're the only show in history doing this. It's the Days of Our Lives app, and we launch tomorrow. And it's just a way for us to stay closer to our fans. They can log on to the app, and gosh,
they can watch episodes, they can watch clips, they can watch behind the scenes. There's so much content that's being put on this thing. For when you watch the show and you still want more, anything and everything is going to be on this app.
One thing that's charming about it, I think, is that each actor has their own page, what we're calling a page. So if you're promoting something or you've got some big event coming up, the fans can log on to each actor's page and see what they've got going on.
Because I think people like to see the behind the scenes sometimes. Deidre, for a second, I got to tell you, we talk about a busy schedule in doing a daytime drama. And, of course, you've done it for many, many, many years. But aside from that, 10 movies of the week. You did your autobiography movie that you co-wrote and executive produced, Never Say Never.
Right.
You've had a lot of things, you know, the Tournament of Roses, the Emmy Awards, you were at the Live at SeaWorld, the Circus with the Stars. How do you do all that? I mean, with a schedule that is so difficult in the main occupation, how do you spread out and say, I'm going to do a bunch of other stuff that also could be a full-time job?
Well, I think the answer is that outside projects actually add to the fun of the viewers. Seeing us do things like Circus with Stars. I mean, I rode an elephant, I did this, I did that. So that's fun for the audience to see us in different characters. And it's good to get a break. It's good to try something new. So that's something I've always enjoyed, and because of the way we shoot, I've had the advantage of being able to do a lot of those kinds of things.
Chandler, your dad was the former Secretary of State of Georgia. Did you have any aspirations, since we just had an election, of going into politics, or how did you get interested in going into acting, because you're very good at it?
Thank you very much. I actually did. You know, my dad was Secretary of State during my wee formative years, and you know, my dad was my hero, so I always had a passion, and still do, for politics. I think I was also interested in the arts. You know, my dad actually readily discouraged me from entering the political field, so So I think maybe that's why I embraced acting.
Well, I'm glad you did, because you're very, very good at it. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you.
Deidre, I think I asked you this several years ago when you were on the show. What was it like when Mattel made a doll out of your character from Days of Our Lives?
You know, that was sort of a I don't know what to call it. I was going to say a flagship moment. I don't know what to call it. It was astonishing. And just to be part of that process, besides being wildly flattered, they sent a sculptor to my house, and we took 100 pictures of different angles and top to bottom. He had to carve my face out of the actual doll size piece of marble. So it was interesting to see it come together. I was astounded when I saw it, how what a good job they'd done. I think it actually looks a lot like me. And so much so that when John and Marlena got married the first time, they used the Marlena doll on the top of the wedding cake.
I think the two most dedicated audiences in the world are country and western audiences and daytime drama soap opera audiences. And what's amazing to me is how you've been able to cross generations, many of them over 53 years, and still keep up the popularity. That is a testament to the people who write it, produce it, and act in it. I mean, it's got to be a flagship that both of you are very proud of. And Deidre, I don't mean to be prying, but you've been in that position for almost 30 years, have you not?
On Days of Our Lives?
Yes.
I think it's over 40.
You're kidding me. Really?
Wow. No, but keep that to yourself.
No, that'll be our secret. Wow. But I know you started when you were 8, so that makes a big difference. Let's get back just for a moment to the app. How can people get it so that they can enjoy not only watching you on television, but also watching you on at any time they want?
Well, you can download it on your phone, on the App Store, on Google Play if you have an Android phone. You can also go to theDualApp.com or just Google the Dual app, and you will certainly find a link that will take you there.
Great, and congratulations. Thank you for sharing a celebration of 53 years, the anniversary of the Days of Our Lives with Chandler Massey and also with Deidre Hall. And Deidre, do me a favor, okay? Let's not wait a long time to talk again.
Oh,
and
you're so cute. Ron, I should tell you that the app is going live tomorrow on Facebook.
Yes.
So let your audience know that. So tune in tomorrow for our launch, and we're cutting the anniversary cake. We're all going to be around the set tours, set visits, questions answered, a place you really want to have the fans.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to do that, and we're going to plug the heck out of it. And Chandler, I know this is the first time you've been on the show, so make sure that Deidre brings you the next time she's on the show, because you make a nice duo, okay?
Oh, I will. And Ron, if I can say, you have like the best radio voice I've ever heard.
Thank you. Tell that to the people at the network, and maybe I can one day say, like sand through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Chandler. Thanks, Deidre. Good luck and congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 53 years. Can you believe that? And to think some shows don't even last the half a season. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Well, it is back for a thrilling third season, Monday at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central Time on the Discovery Channel. It's People Magazine Investigates. And joining us right now is People Magazine Senior Editor Alicia Dennis. Hi, Alicia. Welcome back to the show and congratulations on season number 3.
Thanks so much. It's great to be on the show, and I'm so glad you're watching it. We're really excited about our third season.
Love these kind of shows where they take actual footage, a little bit of Hollywood in there with some reenactments and interviews. It's done very, very well. And this one coming up is one that took place in Louisiana, right? Somebody's watching.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Somebody's watching. It's the story of Nanette Crentel. She's a woman who was married to the local fire chief, Steve Crentel. And one day, Steve gets a call at the fire station. He thinks someone's playing a cruel joke on him that his house is on fire. And by the time they get there, the entire property has been completely demolished, and Nanette had been inside. Initially, people thought that it was a tragic accident, but a few days after her body was found, they discovered that she had been shot in the head. And so, however this fire was started, it was covering up a murder.
You know, it always kind of bewilders me why people who do that do not think eventually, especially with a shot in the head, that it's not going to be found. I mean, in an autopsy, I mean, bones and everything else, people just, I guess they don't think, why would you think if you're a murderer, right?
That's right. And I think that so much evidence does get destroyed in a fire that whoever is responsible was thinking that there would be no way to trace or catch them. But let's not let that be the case. We're continuing to push in, and the police are looking really, really carefully into every possible scenario in the hopes that they'll be able to make sure that they can figure out what happened to Nanette.
Now, Alicia, I'm sure it's not very couth if I turn around and say, how did this thing end up, right? This whole idea is to whet everybody's appetite.
That's right. You need to watch the show. I think that one thing that we do well is tell these stories through the eyes of the people that are experiencing them. So you're going to hear not only from the police and the reporters that worked on this case, but you're going to hear from family members. You're going to hear from Steve, her husband. You're going to hear from a lot of people inside of this story. And I think it gives viewers just a fuller picture of it.
Did they have any children?
They had a child. He had a child from a previous relationship, and so she was a stepmom.
Okay. Now, how far back do you go with these stories? I mean, do you go back to the 80s, 70s, or do you keep it kind of what's in the headline now?
That's such a good question. We try to make sure that we have a combination of all those things. So we have cases that could be in the news right now, and then we also have cases as far back as we have an episode this season about Charles Manson and those murders. And I think what's interesting is that everybody's heard about those. People feel like they know about them. But there are several open investigations that are connected to Charles Manson and his followers that we are going to be exposing and talking about in one of our episodes.
Yeah, so it's amazing. Every time somebody mentions or does a story, because Lise Wheel has a book out right now, who used to be on Fox, anytime the name Charles Manson comes into place, regardless of how many things have been done about him, people are attracted to it. You know, I mean, because it's such a bizarre situation and was so big in the headlines, I don't think that the story will ever die.
Yeah, you're completely right. You know, you make such a good point. It's next year will be 50 years since this happened.
Right.
And just the fury and the horror of the murders, the fact that Manson was able to seduce a group of young people to follow him and believe him and not ask any questions, all those different elements, I think, compel and intrigue people even today and make people ask, how in the world could that have happened?
Alicia, do you go out and seek these stories or have people send them in to you?
I think there's a little bit of both that goes on. We have a big crime team. We have the best journalists in the business. I know I'm biased, but it's really true. And we spend a lot of time looking at cases all around the country. We're looking at cases, you know, in small towns, big cities, and we spend a lot of time debating those cases and talking about the intrigue within them to decide which ones we should make into episodes.
Now, this is a one-hour presentation, and it's a 15-episode season. Do you have all the stories for the next season already done?
For season four, which we haven't gotten yet, we have a big list of stories that we would like to do. For season three that you're about to watch now, we are wrapping up and finalizing the last ones of those 15 episodes. Once we start airing, you can start watching for us every Monday for a new episode.
I love these stories that you do the reenactment. I don't know if people realize as they watch TV that there goes a lot into the reenactment. I mean, it's almost like making a motion picture done so realistically. Air Disasters does that too on the Smithsonian, that the reenactment is like a feature film.
Yeah, it's really a complicated thing because we're trying to tell these stories in a very realistic way. And the reenactment part, I think, just adds to drawing people into being able to see that story and feel it and watch it unfolding, but at the same time not taking away from the journalistic value of each one of these cases. So I think we've done a really good job with something that's kind of tricky, because you're right, it's almost like a mini film with inside each episode.
And you do a great job with it too. Now, the show is really successful. People Magazine investigates. It's on the Investigation Discovery Channel, going in its third season starting Monday. This has been a top five show at the network since, the entire 2018. And, you know, with all the stuff that's available on cable, that is an astronomical accomplishment.
Well, thank you so much. We feel really proud of it. There's a lot of people that are interested in true crime, a lot of people that have gone into this particular avenue and this genre. And I feel like with our combination of, you know, the journalists that work really hard on these stories and Investigation Discovery, which is, you know, just the network where people go for crime, it's a really good partnership.
And I think that going for crime is meant on a basis of wanting to see how it's done, certainly not wanting to promote crime by no means.
Exactly. Yeah. Report crime, don't commit it.
Yeah, there you
right.
go. There
exactly.
You go.
There you go.
Alicia, I wish you a lot of luck with the new season. As we mentioned before, it's Monday. It's on 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on the Investigation Discovery Channel. It's called People Magazine Investigates. And how long have you been with the senior editor position with the People Magazine, Alicia?
I've been in that position about 4 years. I've worked for People Magazine for about 11 in almost every section that we have, telling stories in, you know, TV and movies and all over the place. And it's been in crime, really, that we've delved into creating this show and really trying to make sure that we have enough for all these episodes. But yeah, I've been here a little while.
Well, that's great. Well, Alicia, you're a great guest and a terrific talent, and please join us again soon, okay? And we'll be watching the third season for the show People Magazine Investigates on the Investigation Discovery Channel at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 Central on Investigation Discovery. Thanks, Alicia. It's a pretty name, too.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I can't wait till the next time.
Great. And we'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Californians are scrambling for help with deadly wildfires that are burning in the state. Some of the evacuation centers have run out of room. Ventura County Supervisor Peter Foy.
Any of the public that can help your neighbors, please do that. This is a difficult time for all of us. And as we, a lot of these closures are going to continue as the winds are going to come back up in the next few days. It's very, very important that we continue to keep this community strong and together.
The Camp Wildfire in Paradise has killed at least 10 people. Four of them were burned in their cars as they tried to escape. Only three roads lead to the mountainous town that is surrounded by steep canyons. The main road is the skyway that runs along the spine of a steep ridge for many miles. There was no way for the people to escape, and many people are still looking for missing loved ones. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, that music is certainly very appropriate, and he's coming to town, boy. It's not going to be long now. He's here. We're back with Ron Sedgie today, and I think I hear him coming now. Santa?
Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. How are you, Ron?
I'm doing good. I think that you are making the very first appearance on our show, even before the Thanksgiving Day parade, coming to us first. I appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much for having me here, and it's so nice to reach out and say hello to all of our personnel out there.
I know that you know very well a gentleman by the name of Tim Cunningham. Tim is in the Santa Hall of Fame. He is also the Hollywood Christmas Parade Santa, and he teaches Santa malls nationally, and he is the president of Kringle Group. If Tim's there, put him on, Santa.
Okay, one moment for you. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Hey, good, Tim. How are you doing? Good to have you here. I'm glad that you were so nice to have Santa come on first and chat a little bit and put the spirit into our listeners. But tell us about this Santa school that you have. I think this is fascinating.
It's been a unique thing. I started being a Santa's helper 50 years ago.
Wow.
When I was in Vietnam in the service. I was Santa for my fellow soldiers, put on a beard of Barber's Hall shaving cream, and we got to play a little bit and take pictures to send home to the family. Little did I know it would move me into a career of doing a lot of things with Santa and children and families for almost 50 years.
Now, I know that you teach Santa. How do you do that?
Well, things have changed a lot since back in the 50s and 60s when Santa might get a one-page, you know, the Santa's helpers that were in the malls and the department stores.
Right.
Get a one-page to remind him, you know, don't smoke, don't chew gum, and, you know, don't promise anything. Today, it's a lot more involved. Santa's out in the middle of a mall or a shopping center. The kids get to see him all day long. He has to be real. That's important because the kids are smart. They can tell if it's a theatrical beard. And the children also ask questions that they don't, you know, used to be you just thought about dolls and toys and trucks. But now children might ask you questions like, how do you fix mom and dad's divorce? How do you help someone who's sick? You know, can Santa grant those wishes?
Wow.
Which are difficult because Santa's magic is mostly toys.
Yeah.
So we teach the Santas how to answer those questions.
What do you say in a situation like that? I never even thought of that before.
The first thing is you always acknowledge exactly what the child asked. You let them know that it's not always the magic that Santa could do, because his magic is normally toys. Whatever the situation is, the parents or the grandparents or the people love that child, and that we're hoping things are going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, know that you're loved. Santa loves you too. And then you have to change the subject, unfortunately, and go on to toys and stuff. And those visits, by the way, are maybe 30 seconds to a minute long. That's all.
Yeah. What happens when a child comes up and you know that their Christmas isn't going to be good? You know that they're not going to get a lot of presents. You can just see it in how they dress, how they act, how they talk. What do you say to that when they say, Santa, I want this for Christmas, and you look and you know they ain't going to get it?
Yeah, it is difficult. You know, I'm also the National Santa for the Marine Corps Toys for Tots.
Congratulations.
A lot of things for Toys for Tots, and we have national disasters each year, the hurricanes and things like that, where children lose everything. They're only going to get a couple things. And the main thing we've got to do is make sure they get something. Now, even if they ask for that big PlayStation or the big screen TV, which, like, you're right, they may not get it, you need to basically say, well, is there anything else that you're interested in that you like? You know, what's your favorite hobby? What's your favorite subject in school? You try to get some other information out there. But the key thing to do is turn around and say, I'll tell you what, can I surprise you with something? You know, I think if my elves and I look around, we'll find you something we can surprise you with so that we can get you a really nice present. So the idea is to promise we're going to get something and not maybe exactly what they're asking for.
Wow.
We don't want to disillusion them. We don't want to put them down or anything like that or make them think that they're not going to get what they want. The whole thing about visiting Santa is the optimism that the children have. So we try to make them as happy as we can. I've done a survey with Santa, and we've asked the Santas, you know, what do you say to the kids? And they've come back with things. And one of the Santas came back and he said, you know, if I get a chance, and if the parents are there, I try to take 30 seconds just to tell that parent, check with the Marine Corps Toys for Tots. check with the fire department, check with the school, see if you can find someone who might help you out a little bit. A lot of times, the parents are very embarrassed to even ask anyone.
A lot of diplomacy needed for this job. It's not just, you know, having children sit on your lap. Now, tell us about this book that you have, Tim, Surviving the Holidays, where you talk about starting early, organizing, making time for yourself. Tell us about this book, because I think this is something that is a real gift for us older people that like Santa Claus.
You know, with 50 years of working with Santa, working with families and things like that, one of the things that we all have, even Santa has this situation, where we've got a regular job that we do most of the year, and then all of a sudden the fall months arrive and other things get thrown on top of our regular schedule. So instead of just a 9 to 5, now you've got to go to dinner in the evening, or you got to go drive to somebody's house and visit, or you've got gifts that you've got to go buy for other people. Even your own family, you've got to go buy gifts for. So these are things that are on top of what you normally do. And some people stress out a little bit. They can't cope with that extra burden that's thrown onto their schedule. So what I've tried to do in the book is give some handy hints and ideas on how to plan. Part of it is starting early, as early as you can. Some people start as early as July.
Right.
So in my book, I've got a chapter for July, one for August, one for September, one for October. Start with that month that you feel comfortable with and start planning. Get a schedule, a calendar. Put down all the things that you are being asked to do. Now, you may not do all of them, but put them on the calendar. Mm-hmm. Then you go back later on and maybe do a little bit of purging, you know. Where can I eliminate this? Maybe I won't go visit this person, but I'll get them a gift, you know. And then you make a gift list, and you make cooking lists. And it sounds like a lot of work, but if you just take an hour one night and sit down and just work on menus, some things you'd like to cook and make. But the idea being is if you start early and get as much as you can done before Thanksgiving, then you can enjoy the month of December. And whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, the idea is to be a little organized. And then the third thing that I have, besides getting organized, is make some time for yourself.
Right.
Make sure that on that calendar you put some time in for you to do something you want to do for yourself. Go get a mani-pedi. Go play golf. I like to go to a chiropractor and get adjusted. You really do feel good afterwards. For some reason, helping Santa lift toys and bags of toys and stuff like that, the shoulders need a little adjustment all the time.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I've never heard somebody ask for that for Christmas. That's very unique, Tim. I have to say something, that I think what you are doing, certainly with the Marine Corps and the school, is great. I mean, and how you bring it to light, I think this is fantastic. And Surviving the Holidays, now you have just solved the problem for me, because I'm going to give that book to a couple people in my family right now, and I'm going to start with my wife. Where can we get it?
The book is available on, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can also visit my website, which is nationalsanta.com. By the way, something else that's in there that a lot of families might like. Now, you may think it's a good stocking stuffer. You may want to give it to somebody early.
Yeah.
And there are actually handy hints in there, taking your children to visit Santa. There are handy hints for what if you invited the Santa to come to your house or your company party. There are handy hints in there, a little chapter, on how do you talk to your children when they come home from school and say, "My friends just told me there's no Santa." You know, every parent gets that. So
yeah.
I've given some of these things in there because these are also stress points in our lives.
Yeah.
And if I can help people enjoy those things and work through those little problems, again, it makes life a lot easier.
Boy, I remember vividly the day I found out. I was just entering a senior in high school. I was 18, and it was devastating when I found out that there were...
God bless you. You are one of those people we love who constantly believe. We talk about that all the time. And part of it is having the joy of giving.
Sure.
And I know that a lot of your listeners, you know, all the person out there, these are wonderful people who give so much for us.
Yeah,
and sometimes the giving is not wrapped up with ribbons and bows.
That's right. That's exactly
things that come from the heart and the soul.
That's
and,
right.
So we thank all of them for their giving.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us, America's National Santa. Tim Conahan has been our guest. Tim, if you get a chance, if you're not too busy between now and the big day, come on back. We'd love to talk to you. And the name of the book is Surviving the Holidays.
I would love to. You know where to find me. We'd love to say hello to all of our personnel, all of our people out there, all over the world.
There you go. Tell Santa I said goodbye. I know he's busy right now working on some toys, okay?
He's actually back there with the elves. I think somebody brought out some hot cocoa.
Oh, very good. That's good. Great day for that. Okay. Thanks, Tim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tim Conahan, he's America's National Santa. He has a school that teaches mall Santas nationally. He's the president of the Kringle Group, and he is part of the Santa Hall of Fame. That's a great way to spend Christmas, is making children smile, isn't it? And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The world, it's Ron Segi today. And coming up this November 11th, 2018, marks the 100th anniversary since the end of World War I. We celebrate the 20 million living vets and the 200,000 new ones each year that are coming into the system. And joining us right now is the Assistant Vice President of Military Advocacy, USAA, Mike Kelly, and the Senior Director of Hiring Our Heroes Military Spouse Program, Elizabeth O'Brien. Mike, Elizabeth, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Always a
so much for having us.
This is a very, very important segment of our American public. Explain to me what exactly, Mike, your job is, and Elizabeth, as a director of hiring our Heroes Military Spouses program, is about, because I want to get into what I think is a terrific campaign to honor those who serve.
At Hiring Our Heroes, we are focused on making sure that our transitioning service members, veterans, and military spouses have the opportunity to find meaningful employment. Department of Labor released their October statistics today, and we found veterans are at a 2.9% unemployment rate, and so we know that the country is recognizing the value that veterans bring to their workforce. And conversely, we are working very hard to make sure military spouses have those same opportunities to seek meaningful employment, because currently their unemployment rate stands at 4 times the national average.
But companies who hire veterans, they also get some benefits, do they not? Not only the benefits that they get for hiring veterans, but the fact that they have people on board that show leadership, work ethic, teamwork. I mean, that has to play a very important part in the hiring process, Elizabeth.
Absolutely, and employers across America rank veterans as one of their top three recruiting targets for companies. The commitment that veterans bring in terms of impacting their corporate culture, and so they are making that investment in veterans because they know they're making their workforce stronger and better.
200,000 service members exit their service each year. It seems to me that the primary source of jobs that are going to be available each year should go to the majority of these 200,000 service people.
Well, and I think that most of them are. I mean, with the current unemployment rate at 2%, down from a high of just 5 or 6 years ago above 20%, I think that's a clear indicator that these initiatives that companies like USAA are pursuing through partnerships with national coalitions like Hiring Heroes are really having an impact.
Originally it was known as Armistice Day, and then was turned into what we know it as today, as Veterans Day, which was done by President Eisenhower in 1954. Why the change?
I think for the United States, it was just an opportunity for us to establish a very clearly delineated holiday honoring our veterans. Different countries around the world call it different things, Armistice Day, Remembrance Day. But the most important thing is to remember those who have served and sacrificed on our battlefields.
You know what's sad? People who get Veterans Day and Memorial Day mixed up. For those individuals who fall into that category, and unfortunately there's probably a large number that do, tell us what the difference is, okay?
The primary difference is it's Veterans Day is for those who served in the military and are still with us. Many have passed on, and we will honor their remembrance, but Memorial Day is more for those who died while in service to their country on our battlefields and in foreign countries. So the primary difference is Memorial Day recognizes and honors those who served and sacrificed on our battlefields.
Now, I love this movement using the letter V. V for veterans. Tell us about that. I think this is phenomenal.
I'm very excited about it. I made the mistake of looking at our website this morning and seeing some of the videos that have already been posted honoring veterans, and it's going to be fantastic. Anyone who has a connection to a veteran, to join the conversation online, the hashtag is Honor Through Action, and the great thing is everybody has a story to tell, and by encouraging people to tell their veteran stories, it helps us to make that connection because there is still a very large military-civilian divide since less than 1% of Americans are actually serving in the military.
You draw a V on your hand, and then you insert your favorite veteran's name or initials, whatever you want to do. You snap a photo of it, and then you share it on social media, tagging it hashtag Honor Through Action, and then every American can participate in the social conversation to recognize this. How do they do that?
I think it'd be very individualized. I'm going to honor my father who served during the end of World War II in the Army Air Corps. It could be something as simple as a picture. People who want to honor their veteran, shoot a video and share their story. And I think there's some great examples on that website. And people can go to usaa.com/Veterans Day to see some examples. And we really want them to be inspired by what they see and just create their own unique way to honor their veteran.
When I see commercials on TV about giving to veteran organizations, why the government just doesn't make this a standard thing. Anybody that's a veteran should get priority over everybody else. But I think sometimes when you support veterans, you think you have to do it with large acts and not small acts. What are some of the ways you can support our military serving and not serving at this time to show them that we are so much in their support beats everything else that you can think of in this country.
I'll throw two ideas out there. One, if you are part of a national level business or part of a small business on Main Street, make a commitment to figure out how to bring veterans into your organization and how to hire those employees and military spouses if you aren't currently doing that to help these veteran families assimilate and back into America. And then the other part I would love to see happen is have a conversation with our military families. We know that that civilian-military divide still exists, and until we start reaching across and having a conversation, we are never going to break down those barriers that exist. So if you see someone walking through a store on Veterans Day with a V on their hand, stop and have a conversation with them and honor them through their action.
In addition, then, to posting this on social media, you can just walk around with a V on your hand and just show recognition that way?
Sure. I mean, that's a great way to start the conversation, right? Initially, I was going to put it on the inside on my palm, but I think I'm actually going to put it on the opposite side so people can see it and drive that conversation. Because I'd love to tell the story about my dad and how he served in the Army Air Corps. And I think that's really the driving factor through this campaign, Honor Through Action. You have an opportunity to provide reverence for their sacrifice, but also celebrate their service.
I can't believe you said that. I was looking at my hand when you said that. I thought, boy, if I put it on the palm of my hand, nobody's going to see it. But you put it on the back of your hand, everybody can see. You actually should put it on both of your cheeks and your face, too. Anywhere that you can get recognition. Where can we go for more information?
Actually, the best place to go is USA.com/Veterans Day. It's where you can get more information on how to participate in the campaign, but also organizations that you can donate to and get involved with as a volunteer. So that's really the best place to go for more information, USAA.com/Veterans Day.
God bless our veterans. Boy, without them, we would be really in a major world of hurt. Our guest, Assistant Vice President of the Military Advocacy for USAA, Mike Kelly, and Elizabeth O'Brien, Senior Director of Hiring Our Heroes Military Spouse Program. Mike, Elizabeth, thank you for what you're doing for the military, and come back anytime. When it comes to the military, and coming up, of course, on Veterans Day, November 11th marks the 100th year anniversary of World War I. We appreciate what you're doing for our veterans who are ultra important to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no danger side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I have got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
That wraps up hour number one of our show, but don't go away. We have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Deidre Hall and Chandler Macy, celebrating the 53rd year of Days of Our Lives. Alicia Dennis from People Magazine Investigates on Investigation Discovery. Tim Conahan with the Santa School and Mike Kelly. Next hour, an Academy Award-winning actor, our friend John Voight. Dr. Michelle Oakley from UConn Vet on National Geographic. Chris Hopper is going to be chatting about computer games that are going wild in big competition around the world, and then we'll be chatting about more veterans with Mike Haney. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.